That's not what we were referring to, but now I want it to be a point of contention. if we could start that argument, I'd be real happy.
I mean, we can do that.
I'm pro twig myself.
Some people are content creators. Jenna is a contentious creator.
I mean, I'm the one who suggested it. She's just rubber stamped it.
That just means you're suggestive.
Yeah, what's it like to have said something and then have another person come in, say the exact same thing and get credit for it?
I'll let you know in a moment. My garlic and onions are burning.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go stir.
God damn it.
That is a good question, though, James, that you just asked me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Don't drag me under the bus with you.
But it's so warm down here.
Oh, you guys get two separate buses. Don't worry about it. You can each have your own bus.
Yay. Wait. Oh, no.
All right, I really want to drink this, like, very badly.
Well, we should get started then.
Okay.
Greetings, Afropossy, and buckle up for the sex. It's Yay. The Afropool of Nothing podcast.
Woo! With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Woo!
And let's get this drink in our belly.
We've got mulled apple cider packets that we mixed with hot water, because we're classy like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I put in a bunch of Jim Beam Fire, because cinnamon with apple sounded amazing. So that's what I did. Bottoms up.
Rainy day beverage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, God, yes, that is exactly what I wanted today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of sunshine in a cup.
Yeah, it is rainy today in Minnesota. And, yes, I wanted something warm and warm.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten that you could get
apple cider packets
you get hot cocoa packets.
Yeah.
I just was
Would
not...
you like me to leave these here? I have more at home.
I love them.
Six more boxes of those at home.
Yes. In that case, yes, I will absolutely take the rest of the box.
Please take the rest of
that. I had forgotten that was a thing.
Yeah.
And so when you came over with the box, I was like, oh, I haven't had these since I was a kid. And now I feel like a kid who's drinking Jim Beam Fire. But also, yeah.
It's the classier Fireball. or the Jack Daniels Fire is also a classy. It's like there's Fireball, and then there's Jim Beam and Jack Daniels trying to make their own classier versions.
Mm.
I think I like the Jim Beam Fire a little bit more than the Jack Daniels.
I get that.
Or is it Tennessee? What? God damn it! I can't remember who's making them.
Mm.
But this one's pretty tasty. So,
It warms my belly all the way down to the cockles of my soul.
Maybe in the subcockles.
Yep. Maybe even in the subcockle.
So. Maybe even in the colon.
Yes.
We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job.
Okay, we're not going to sing the whole song. Yep. Sorry.
Well, we've just proven we are those assholes.
Yeah, for those listeners who are just like, "Oh dear God, please stop." Yeah, we're good. So aside from drinking this, what have y'all been?
Oh my God, so many rehearsals. All of the rehearsals. There have been rehearsals on top of rehearsals. And then there were some rehearsals. Also, some rehearsals. I mentioned my show opens in a week and a half. And we're getting into basically our tech time, because there's also Thanksgiving. So, like...
Fuck.
Yeah!
When was the original rehearsal?
Back in October sometime, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been doing it over and over again since.
Yes.
Yeah. Just can't seem to quite get it right.
The first herself.
Oh, my God. No. No. Leave. I'm doing a holiday show, James.
The actors
No. Usually, I'm not the person that's curmudgeon-y about holiday music before Thanksgiving.
She's a mean one, Jenna Young.
I'm okay with that one.
This is a disturbingly appropriate song.
I have heard so many holiday songs on repeat so often, so much since my birthday, and I'm good.
I think it is that I have had more than 10 years under my belt of jobs away from retail.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, I've been fine for a while.
Have escaped the, but then like, yeah, if I were in your situation, just listening to them over and over again, I would have one of the Vietnam flashbacks with the helicopters passing in front of the eyes and everything.
I was just picturing the dog.
Yeah. Yes.
The poor puppy dog with the long stare and the flashbacks. Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
So we've been rehearsing that a lot. But I did manage to catch a couple of shows. Oh, did you have questions?
No, I had an interesting factoid about holiday songs.
I see.
That I learned recently in the past couple of days. We were talking about holiday songs, and I just wanted to say this.
I don't believe you.
Jingle Bells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is a holiday song.
Okay.
Just not the one you think it is.
Okay.
Think about Jingle Bells. Do they ever mention Christmas?
No, although there are a lot of secular holiday songs that don't mention Christmas.
Sure. Right. But Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving.
Very interesting.
Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song.
Excellent.
So it's okay to sing that one now.
No, it's not.
No, Jenna.
No.
It's a Thanksgiving song.
Even if it's the Batman Smells version?
It's a Thanksgiving song. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to sing now.
No.
We are a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving. It is officially...
We're, you know what? Sing it on your own time, bitches.
I enjoy
Jingle Bells.
Fuck you. It's my time. Okay. It's my podcast.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay. Don't make me slay you.
All right. I thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
It is interesting. Don't sing it. I will end you.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. Sorry. You may proceed. Uh-huh.
God bless us.
But I took in a couple of shows. I found out, so I had won some tickets to Fantastic Voyage ages ago. I don't know if listeners remember March. It's a month that happened earlier this year.
Oh.
And during that month, I was doing like an online tournament style thing for line game stuff, like online line games with Fantastic Voyage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I literally tied with our buddy Keith, but won the coin toss, so moved on when he didn't. Which I felt so bad about that. I was like, aw.
Yeah, it's never fun to win that way, but somebody's got
to. And then I lost to Duck, and I'm just like, well, fuck that guy.
That's easy.
But I came in third.
Yeah.
Barely. Came in third, and then that meant I got some tickets to a Fantastic Voyage show. But the problem is that Fantastic Voyage generally performs on Monday nights.
Yeah.
And then they reached out to me in August.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, you still have these tickets, and we're going to start doing some Saturday shows for the next couple months. And I was like,
oh.
So I work a run fair. I will not be able to take advantage of those either. So then they had a Friday show. And they were like, you still have these tickets? And I was like, yes, I do. I should use those now. But, like, we all remembered all of this, like, 2 days before the show.
Shit.
So it was like, okay, well, I had some tentative plans, but nothing like 100% in stone. So I'm going to go use these things. Cause otherwise it's like, it sits there in the back of my mind.
Right.
Just since March, it's been one of those things taking up space on my brain's desktop, like actual physical desktop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like sitting there like one of these days.
Post-it note on the monitor of your brain.
Yeah. Yes, that. That exactly that.
Yep.
I was like, no, I'm taking care of this.
That the stickiness is completely lost, so you have to use another post-it to hold it in place.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm just gonna go see this and get rid of that post-it note.
All right.
So I did, and I did. It was great.
Yeah.
But I had four tickets, but I couldn't get four people together to come see it. I'd posted a couple things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Reached out a couple of individuals. I did get one person to come with me. And he's actually performed with Fantastic Voyage before.
Oh.
So it was amazing. It was delightful to go with him and watch the show. And
he gave you all the behind the scenes information.
He told me about how Fantastic Voyage started.
Oh.
I didn't actually know this. So let me give you all a little history.
Please.
Because this is delightful. Mm-hmm. So my first experience with Fantastic Voyage was Die Laughing.
Yeah.
They were at the first Die Laughing.
It's like 10, 11 years ago at this point.
The first Die Laughing was 2014.
Okay, so 10 years ago.
Yeah. And, so they were one of the groups that was like, yeah, we'd love to take some stage time. And I was like, I would love to give you some stage time. I have 50 hours to fill and a membership of 12. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
So
there was a time.
Yeah. But that's how I knew them. And they were an absolute delight. They helped us with like some cleaning stuff afterwards and stuff. They were just wonderful people.
Oh, yeah. They're great people.
Yeah. So they did Die Laughing, but they had started as a group just like a year or two before that.
Oh.
But the story goes back even further than when they started.
Gasp.
So there was a gentleman who took some improv classes at Brave New Institute, and just fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also, like, Huge started up, and he took some classes at Huge, and he absolutely loved it, and he was like, I have a bunch of money. I am a multimillionaire. I have a bunch of money. I want to start an improv restaurant, where it's a restaurant, and there's a bunch of improv that happens, kind of like a comedy club, but, like, with improv as opposed to this, and it's like, so I'm going to do this. And he reached out to a few specific people that he enjoyed doing improv with or thought were cool people or whatever.
Hmm.
And he started this club, and he called it Yes and Food, which is very clever. I kind of like that, actually.
I'm down with everything so far.
Yeah. In Maple Grove.
Oh.
I think it was Maple Grove. Maybe it was Anoka. I can't remember exactly, but in that in that little corner of the where the fuck are you going?
Mm. Not exactly the arts center of the city.
No, and I'm sure that's either where he already had land or was able to get something cost effective as far as that. It lasted for a while, and then closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch of improvisers that had done that. And then when it closed down, the improvisers were like, hey, do you guys want to start an improv group? and they were like, yeah. So that's how Fantastic Voyage came to be. And there's other tidbits about how the name happened and like other stuff.
Yeah, but that's the meat.
That's the meat of it. Food. Because Yes and Food was the name of the place. This is what it's like, James. So I saw Fantastic Voyage on Friday, and that was lovely. And because I had these tickets and I decided I was going to see Fantastic Voyage, and I saw that Jesters was playing the night before, I decided to see Jesters on Thursday night, Fantastic Voyage on Friday night. So I had double improv. Boom, boom.
Nice.
Two nights in a row. And what's super fun is that Jesters actually has a lot of people that have performed in or occasionally do perform in each of them. They're like, I don't know, sibling improv groups.
Sure.
I'd kind of say they both happen in the northern area of the cities overall.
Sure.
And yeah, they have a lot of people that are back and forth in those. And so, I didn't actually see the same people in each group, but I was really hoping for Zach in both,
because
I know he plays in both frequently, and I was like, I want double Zach, because he's such a delightful sweetheart.
He is, yep.
And anytime he's doing improv, you know it's going to be something weird.
Oh, yeah. The man is a fountain of weirdness.
Wholesome. Probably wholesome.
Mm-hmm. Probably,
and
yeah.
And weird.
Yes.
And weirdly wholesome.
It's going to go in places you weren't expecting.
Oh, yeah. But like, and just in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
So I saw a couple of improv shows, and then on Saturday, I did a not fencing booth thing with James.
Yeah.
We watched a bunch of movies.
Yeah, we did.
A bunch of 80s movies.
Yeah, we did.
Of which I had only seen one previously.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, any particular genre?
80s.
80s, yeah.
But I'm like...
No subgenre, no, just okay. 80s
okay.
movies. That's,
okay.
Yep. There were a few kind of horror. There was one comedy fantasy. There was... I mean, I suppose we could just go over the list.
Sure.
Our friend had a birthday party, and for his birthday, he likes to do a movie marathon.
I see.
Rents out a theater, books it with people.
Okay.
Yeah, and then go just watch. And it was 7 movies. We got there 10:15, I want to say, is when we arrived.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 10:15, so we would have time to grab seats, order food.
Seats, snacks, things like that. The first movie started about 11.
Yep.
And we left at about midnight 45.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say midnight 30, midnight 45.
Yep.
So yeah, it was a long day.
Yep.
But a good day. We started off with... and so this is going to be fun because I want to know from our listeners who's seen these before and what their thoughts are.
Yes.
The Night of the Comet.
Night of the Comet is amazing.
Was first. Wow. You've seen it?
Not for a long time,
I'd never seen it before.
Same.
I was so happy. Mm-hmm. I was so delighted. I'm like, this is everything I want. It passed the Bechdel test.
Yeah, I...
In one of the most awkward ways possible, but it did pass it.
Yeah.
They talked about something that wasn't boys. Was it shopping? Sure. But it wasn't boys. So yeah, Night of the Comet. I'm not going to spoil things, but I will go ahead and say them out loud, and I'll let y'all have conversations
it's an
on the Discord. But I'd never seen it. Maybe somebody
else.
But
there's a night.
For all intents and purposes, we are past the
statute of limitations.
Yeah, but I don't want to run for anybody else that might not know about its existence and might go get it.
There are... I was honestly surprised by things, so I would love other people to enjoy that same surprise if that is their jam.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second one... Was the second one Teen Wolf?
Second one was Teen Wolf.
Yep. Yeah.
That was a favorite classic film of mine.
Which...
Growing up.
Yeah, I had never seen. And everybody was like, what? You've never seen it? And I'm like, hi, have we met?
For some reason, shocked because there used to be a podcast.
Right. And I did actively enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. So that was delightful. The third one was Roxanne.
Yep.
Which...
The
Steve Martin
one. Okay, yep. Which is the only movie I had seen.
Ah.
Because Steve Martin is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Cyrano de Bergerac also. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. And it's a really good remake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or what do you call it? Not modernization.
Reskin.
Interpretation?
No, there's a specific term I have in my brain.
Je ne sais pas.
Ah, whatever, fuck it. I don't know what words are anyway anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was Roxanne, and then I'm starting to lose. So there were 4 more, and I remember what the last 2 were.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was.
I remember them in order.
Do you remember? Okay, so you remember the 4th one?
Yes, it was Rad.
Oh yeah!
Oh Jesus!
Oh yeah! The BMX movie.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, it was so stupid, and I loved
movie.
It so much.
It's
it
such was, a terrible movie.
It was so deliciously terrible.
At one point, Kyle was heard to say, "Well, these steaks have never been more middling and accessible."
Jesus. Actually, my favorite call out was Night of the Comet. There's a really creepy looking guy that like kind of his head enters the frame and like he's got this evil grin on his face and sunglasses. And I'm sitting next to Jason Kruger, who intended to whisper it to me, The first three rows of the auditorium heard it. Fuck. And he goes, do you think he's a nice guy? Just killed half the auditorium.
It was so good.
And I can hear it in his voice, too, and that's even better.
It's so good. So good.
Oh.
But, yeah, so Rad was, in fact, Rad.
Yeah.
As rad as the 80s ever was.
Yeah.
It is the 80s of 80s movies.
Truly.
It was the best of the 80s. it was the worst of the 80s.
One of the comments that we had throughout that film was that the soundtrack was terrible in a much more listenable way than the prior films.
Yeah.
There's a one song in Teen Wolf that just seems to go on.
Oh my god!
Pretty much,
it was
forever.
Like "What's New, Pussycat."
Yeah,
just like, is this song longer than I remember it?
Yeah,
or did they just do it again?
Just on repeat. The sound engineer accidentally put it on repeat and forgot about it. Had to go to the bathroom.
No, they got the rights to that song or had it written for the film, and they were going to get their fucking money's worth.
No, the sound engineer put it on and then had to go to the bathroom quick, came back, it was still on. It's like, oh, shit!
And then It's Not Unusual played, and we were all very confused.
That movie was a movie.
Uh-huh.
It sure was,
Okay, so, then we saw Eric the Viking.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I said that, your eyes were going to light up.
Oh, Eric
the Viking.
Like
it was goddamn Christmas. And, yeah, I had... So that movie, I think I may have seen snippets here and there.
Hmm. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
In its entirety.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely the type of movie my dad would have watched.
That is a young festy classic right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like Eric the Viking and Baron Munchausen the same level of ridiculous.
I've only ever seen that movie by proxy.
Oh, really?
I'm so mad right now.
Oh.
You should go see it. In person.
I think
someday.
I'm gonna Uber home.
Yeah.
Like just right now.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame you.
Now I'll ride with you. I think I left something in the car anyway. My sanity. Anyway, so there was Eric the Viking, and then there was it's the second to last one.
The one with the tiny butler.
Yeah, Waxworks.
Yep.
I had never seen it.
I'm familiar with that one.
It has Waxworks.
Yeah. As advertised.
Mild spoiler, they come to life in various forms, kind of.
Right. Like mannequin? Like mannequin?
More manic than mannequin.
Mm. Yeah, it's weirdly upbeat. For what it is?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't ever scared. I was just more fascinated. Like, that's an interesting choice.
It's definitely got some gruesome special
effects.
Yeah,
warning, there is blood and gore.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd been sitting next to Angela. Angela had been sitting in between us at that point. And she was like, I think I'm going to go. She was like, this was going to be my last movie anyway, and like, I'm not, this is not my thing. I'm like, no, I get it.
I, being horror squeamish, had some struggles with
it. I thought it was delicious.
It was.
As the president of the board for the Twin Cities Horror Festival. I loved the way they used the gruesome.
Yeah.
And it absolutely was not used in a way that is for everybody, but it was used in a way that was for me.
There was only one scene where I was like, this is...
That was far
too much.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep.
But I enjoyed being uncomfortable in that way. And not everybody does, so...
No.
Anyway. It was... And it's weird. I think manic is a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
campy.
It's as if David Lynch.
Oh yeah,
had taken speed and just gotten laid.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's the same kind of weird, fucked up concept bullshit, but like perkier and faster.
Mm-hmm. And there's even a little person in it, which is kind of the David Lynch thing.
It's like Brazil.
But yeah, it was. I agree.
Fucking weird. Delightful, but weird. Mm-hmm. And then the last movie was Night of the Creeps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is another horror movie that I had never seen. And that one actually wigged me out purely because of the creeps themselves.
Yeah.
Because the way they moved was very reminiscent of something I have a phobia of.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, just they're giant leeches, Jenna. They're just pretend they're giant leeches.
They don't have legs.
They don't have legs. They don't have tails. Yep. They don't eat cheese. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
That was all seven.
Yep.
And I would love to hear other people's thoughts in the Discord on them. Please chat with us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to hang out with good friends, and James was there.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Nice.
It was a lovely time. And happy birthday, Garrett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on that.
Yep.
50th. 50th. So
good on him.
Yeah. Anyway, what did you do Saturday, James?
I saw movies with cool people.
Oh, what movies?
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead, list them all again.
Seven of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Night of the Comet, Teen Wolf.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rad, Eric the Viking.
Oh, Rad.
You forgot Rad.
Roxanne.
Do you remember Rad? That was such a weird movie.
But the soundtrack.
Soundtrack
was, you know,
interesting.
Better than the other movies. Roxanne, Rad, Eric the Viking.
Eric the Viking?
Do you like that movie?
I love that movie. Ooh. That movie's so good.
And then
that's like right up there with Baron Munchausen.
I've only seen it by proxy.
You should probably go see it in person.
I'm going to go Uber home. All right. So,
give me the keys to your car.
Yeah. Drive stick.
Not in 24
so
years.
Yeah, and then it was Waxworks and Night of the Creeps.
Not heard of those.
It's more manic than Mannequin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then Night of the Creeps was a movie. I was familiar with three of these movies. Four of them were brand new to me. But Night of the Creeps is an old standard for me. I've been watching the movie for like 15 years.
Non-stop.
Well, it takes a long time to get through it. It's very 80s. Gazpacho. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that like Finnegan's Wake?
But yeah, it was a solid film selection, I think, as far as hitting a large number of genres while still fitting the theme.
Mm.
Because there was romance, there was comedy, there was horror, there was music at times. There was...
Vikings?
A fucking dance sequence on bicycles.
Yes!
There was like a prom night dance on bicycles.
Oh my god, the prom sequence in Rad.
Yeah, starring Aunt Becky from Full House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, she's hot though. Like, she is objectively hot.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that. But that
I've
whole
definitely
prom
had a
scene
crush
was,
on her for my whole life.
Yeah.
But also...
She was one of the first ladies that I went, oh, all right.
I also thought, oh, maybe I am straight.
Yep. Good.
I was telling my workout buddies that I've had a crush on Alyssa Milano functionally my entire life.
Sure.
Yeah. Because one of the first movies that I had ever watched was The Canterville Ghost, and the original Canterville Ghost TV miniseries from 1986, which I talked about on this podcast a couple weeks ago, starred Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
And then she just went on and did everything and was adorable. So
it's Jennifer Connelly for me.
I do love Jennifer Connelly.
Like, Jennifer Connelly was the very first for
me. From Labyrinth, as a young kid, when she was a young kid, and now that I'm an adult, she's an adult, and the whole evolution of both of us, it was always like, yep, absolutely.
Labyrinth? Yeah. For me was Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie, and I went,
all right. see what you did there.
Yeah.
Thora Birch also, Lacey Chabert, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Christina Ricci. They were all kind of exactly the same age.
Sure.
Where I could, like, have a crush on them always.
Okay.
For my whole life.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Who was the boy that played the boy of Casper in Casper? Do you remember Casper when he got turned into a boy?
Into a human boy.
Was that?
I'm a real boy.
Who was that? It was.
Because I thought
like,
it was so cute, but like I could never remember his name.
Kieran Culkin.
No,
it was
like Jonathan Taylor Thomas or something.
What no,
was,
I don't think it was.
That. I don't.
Anyway,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was. Huck Finn and Tom and Huck.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't. I'm just trying. I can't remember. It was such a short scene.
Yeah.
It was, and it was a shame because they were so adorable with their little kiddishness stuff in the
floating
and
the
fairy mother, fairy ghost mother. I don't know.
Fairy
I don't,
ghost mother.
I don't know what
that's
else
a good
to
call
one. It. Yeah, fairy ghost mother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Malachi Pearson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. He's real hot, and I don't think I'd seen him in anything after that, which is sad. Because, you know. Well, Kid Jenna definitely would have seen more of that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah. And then Fairuza Balk. Also, just having a weird crush on Fairuza Balk.
Mm.
Yeah. For my whole life, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anything more on the movies, or what else have you been up to?
My spouse went to the ER.
Yeah.
Some things happened, and when you have chronic illnesses and things like that, things come up. And one of them definitely did, and it was really, really scary, but the hospital did a fantastic job of taking good care of both of us. Them for the issue that they were having, and then me for the emotional meltdown that I was like constantly on the verge of having.
Right.
Right. So, Regents Hospital. Great. Good work. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your hospitality and hospitalism.
Your hospitality?
Yeah.
Hospitality.
Real good.
Okay.
But yeah.
Spittle.
I did not enjoy that. But then Sunday, we celebrated my mom's 75th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
She turned 75 like 2 weeks ago, but then the party that we had planned had to be canceled because half of the people came down with the flu or were still getting over COVID from travel or like were just heartbroken for various reasons, and just like everything kind of collapsed all at once, so we moved it to this Sunday and changed the location and had an absolutely phenomenal brunch at French Meadow Bakery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, exquisite food. They have mushroom calamari. It's...
All right.
Is it cremini mushrooms? Deep fried in such a way that they are like calamari in texture, and the flavor is
okay. The texture.
So there's no calamari at all.
No.
The texture of calamari is what I don't like, though.
Oh.
Well, it's
so it's just
instead of being too chewy like bad calamari.
So it's just fried mushrooms.
It is.
It is.
Okay,
but it's very slightly
done to represent.
Chewier.
Calamari.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
For those that can't or don't eat calamari, now you have a mushroom similar-esque thing.
Yeah. I don't eat octopus, and I try not to eat squid.
Why not? They're delicious.
They are, but...
I hate them.
They're also smart.
So these mushrooms are also not doing anything for me.
So are pigs.
They are. They are.
I love that you both came from farms and have these very different perspectives on eating meat in its various forms. You have a very special appreciation for octopi and squads.
Yeah.
I have a special appreciation for them, too. They're delicious.
Okay, well, different forms of appreciation, perhaps.
And I also believe that an octopus would not think twice about eating me. Yeah. But I just...
It's eat or lit, eat.
Get at... something. Yeah. Sure. But I don't know. I don't like to eat them. But I do agree that, like, flavor-wise and texture-wise, I enjoy them.
Hmm.
Yeah. When they're, like, prepared well. Yeah, sure. But the mushroom faux calamari, ersatz calamari? Yeah.
They're working too hard. Just make
it. It's fried mushrooms.
Yeah. It was delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. It came with a dipping sauce. It was real Sounds fucking delightful. Tasty. It was. Yeah.
Like, strong, what kind of dipping sauce? Recommend.
Like
a berry sauce or a sweet and sour sauce or a
no, it wasn't
a vinegary sauce or a thick sauce or a creamy sauce or
it was almost like a peanut sauce, but I don't think it had peanuts in it. I think it was it would have been like almost like a cashew butter or something.
Interesting.
But it had like a spice to it that was
that sounds good.
Delicious, yeah. Just yeah.
So like a nut buttery.
Spicy,
yeah. that kind of
spicy
flavor,
it's nutty.
Along with the umami of the of the mushrooms. That's mushroom and peanut butter. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, it's fucking delicious. It just like soaked into the fried outer part of the mushrooms. Just
where was this again?
Coated it. French Meadow Bakery up on Grand.
Okay,
yeah, they were very busy. Surprising, I think, well, someone, I guess, because we waited a little while for a table. I spent some of that time outside because of the temperature. It was a little warm for my taste. And then also just like feeling too large and in the way sucks. And then also the noise is just...
Yeah.
Like, the too many overlapping conversations and then the music and the...
You don't need to tell me twice.
Fuck. So, Jax was feeling well enough to go and do that, but then went outside, and after a little while, I was like, that's a great idea. I'll wait outside.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. But the food was absolutely worth it. So, I strongly recommend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, I burned out my 3D printer by accident. I just have to get some replacement parts that are already on order. And then I found out that the power adapter that I got for the little shoebox tape deck that I have, the tape recorder, I'd been waiting on an AC plug-in for it so that I didn't have to keep plowing through C-cell batteries. For anything except my largest dongs. I was tired of...
Are we just going not going to comment on his enormous penis after that?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
I feel everything's been said.
So,
and yet he continues to go on and on and on.
Yeah. Whereas Salsa's penis is so large that the length can actually only be approximated by parallax.
You're a parallax. Yeah.
So,
that was a pretty lax joke, is what that was.
Salsa is starting to get blue shifted.
Start working blue if you don't wrap this up.
The power adapter that I've been waiting on doesn't work. And that it sucks. And since it's a really difficult to find part, it was one of the only people I saw that was selling the power adapter by itself. They very kindly refunded me, but It sucks. So I still have that tape deck. It still works if I buy batteries for it, which is fine. But I have spent the refunded money getting a different tape deck. One that plugs in using the what they call a cheater cord. If you're at all familiar, it's the little figure eight cord that plugs into every gaming console ever now. So I got that instead. And I'm going to be super happy when that gets here. Well, nice. I'm just super happy anyway. But,
Cool.
Hope that that will go well because I've got a couple of tapes that I want to record because I have a little portable Walkman.
That makes sense.
So?
Not a ton. That I did.
Well, then I don't feel bad about rambling earlier.
Oh, yeah, no. I went and saw a play.
Ooh, any famous stars in it?
Yes, my daughter.
Yay!
She was great. And then the very next day, I went and saw a hockey game.
Any famous hockey players?
Yes, my daughter.
Ooh!
And she was great. Yeah, her first musical of the year and her first tournament of the year were the same weekend.
Oh my god.
So it was very literally like she got home from school and then we went to the tournament and then the next day she woke up and had a game and then we went to her play and then the next day it was like, oh shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, poor kid. Poor kid was exhausted. We had to miss a game because we just could not do all of the back and forth.
Makes sense.
That's
intense.
It was a very busy but very fun weekend. On Sunday we had to wake up at 5:30 to get her up all the way on the other end of the cities for her 7:30 a.m. game.
Fuck.
Tournaments. It was otherwise wholly enjoyable. The other thing, though, that I wanted to talk about a little bit more I was cleaning the basement a little bit.
I am so proud of you, Salsa.
I know, right?
I'm glad that I wasn't going to say anything.
I've got. There's a few boxes in my office that have been here since I moved in that have just kind of been sitting there because they're boxes of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're not things that I use or
they're
anything.
Doom boxes.
It is the junk drawer of my office.
Yeah.
And I was cleaning up the basement in general, and I started going through them and throwing a bunch of stuff away and figuring out where things went. And I found in the bottom of one of these boxes my old MP3 player.
No.
Is it a Zune?
It is not. It's a Sansa. I got the Sansas because they were better than Zunes.
That's true.
My God.
Because they had plug and play. You could just plug them in and drop files better than the iPods were because you had to do the sync thing, and I hated that. So I got the Sansa. It was just basically an external drive that you just drop files into. I was just like, I don't. And it was one of those that had like the weird cable plug. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like a USB plug. It had the really wide one.
Oh, like a serial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think I have this a cable somewhere. And I like went upstairs and dug through drawers.
This is the dad moment.
Oh my god.
Cable.
Oh my god.
This is the
oh my
dad
god.
Moment.
Oh my god.
The cable. Where you're like, I don't want to throw this away because it might come in handy.
And it did.
Thank you. Yeah.
it absolutely did. And I plugged it in and it immediately sprang to life. And I was like, oh my God.
Welcome back to the world, little guy.
Let's find out what's on here.
Oh my God.
It was stuff from before my wife and I were dating. Like some of this music was like from.
I need this on a playlist. So
some of this music was from when I was dating my old girlfriend,
and clarinet, Clarice.
Yeah,
it's like poetry and clarinet.
So there's some music on there that I don't like. The only reason I was listening to it at all was because my ex was listening to it, and I was just like, oh,
Oh, no.
I remember this.
Yep.
But there was some...
I still want the playlist.
Yeah. There was some other great stuff on there. There was a bunch of Tom Petty on there.
Nice.
Kelly Clarkson was on there. The Bangles.
Ooh.
The Doll Revolution album, which I thought was a great album.
Yeah.
What else? Some Irish music was on there.
Shocked.
I know, right?
Tell you.
What a surprise. Some Finn Troll.
What?
Finn Troll is a Finnish death metal band.
Yeah.
That also played using like traditional instruments.
That's really neat.
It is. It's
I'm glad
really
I didn't
fun.
Pretend to be like, yeah, I totally know who that is.
No,
I would never have guessed.
I genuinely love them because their songs will start out. They'll be like, do 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 on like this lyre or lute or something. So do 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 do.
Yes,
great stuff. I love it. And they would scream, sing about fantasy monsters and stuff. It was great. But then I found the folder of recordings.
Oh.
Because the Sansa, you could do voice recordings.
Oh, my God.
And it was a tiny salsa going, someday I'm going to be a sideshow performer, and I'm going to go to Circus World.
Close. It was my insults.
Oh, my God.
When I was conceiving of them.
So, like, Preville?
It you know, was, some people just have footage of the conception of their children.
No, I want to hear this.
It was
to shut you down, but like...
Yeah,
These were my notes when I came up with a joke.
Yeah.
And I, some people...
Were you in Ville at the time, though?
I was in Ville at the time, yes.
Okay, so this wasn't like pre-Ville collection.
No,
that's what I wanted to clarify.
I was in Ville, but I would be out and about and have an idea for an insult. And
you had a little voice recorder.
Instead of writing it down, I would say the concept into the voice recorder.
Into a small dick to phone.
And so, like, the first one, like, I was like, what are these?
I'm stealing your car.
And it was like old insult concepts. And I was like, oh my God, this is like an archaeological thing.
So was any of it good?
Yeah, what was the first
one? Was any of it something the rest of us would find good?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, what was the...
I mean, the chicken? Was the chicken one of them?
I think the chicken was one of them. I can't even remember off the top of my head.
God damn it.
I only listened to a couple of them because I was like, oh my God, that's what this is. And also, the technology was slow. Like, I would click on something and it would take, like... 30 seconds for it to read out from the MP3 player to the computer and then be able to play it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd stop it and it would have to, like, unentangle itself.
Unspool, yeah.
And so, like, if you click the next thing too quick, you would just get this, like, error pop up and be like, please wait a little longer. So I was, like, able to listen to one and then, like, close everything and go do something else and then come back to it. Yeah, it was. I remember one of them. It was the This Man Wears Shorts in the Shower So He Doesn't Look Down on the Unemployed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, that one was
like,
cute.
That was one of the insults that I spoke into my MP3 player to remember so I could write down later.
That's super good.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was super. It felt so good.
Aww.
And then I was just like, oh my God, I need to pull some of this back out onto my computer and put it like on my daughter's MP3 player. Not the insults, obviously, but like
that's the MP3 player that she gets later.
Yeah, but
when she joins the cast of Vilification Tennis, like my daughter did.
Yeah, but like the Kelly Clarkson and the Bangles. Like there's some Pink on there, and there Loudon Wainwright.
Oh,
Loudon Wainwright was on there. Loudon Wainwright III. He's a folk singer.
Okay.
It's fantastic stuff. But yeah, it's just really, really just wonderful music. And I was just like, oh, this is so much fun digging through and being like, what is it? And then again, like there was some other stuff on there that was like, I only have this on here because my girlfriend listened to this.
I still want the complete playlist.
Yeah.
Minus the insults. I've heard those before.
we'll see. I'll go through them later and see if there's any concepts that were just not good. That never made the cut.
Oh my God. Yes, please. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I found when I was
that
cleaning
is so
up.
Cool.
I was really, really happy I had the cable
for that. That is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah, I think we should. Right.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Did I ever say my fact on the podcast yet?
Yes.
You've said many facts on the podcast over the course of the past 14 fucking years or however long we've been going.
Song?
No.
The holiday?
No, not the Jingle Bells one.
Okay.
The one about the Bunsen burner guy.
No.
Well.
I've been sitting on this for
recommend it. Bunsen burners get very warm.
Yeah, have you met me? I've been sitting on this since October 19th.
Well, you better better fucking share that then. I guess. Are we recording? Because if you share it with just me and James, that's...
Oh, I was gonna wait till we were recording before I suppose I could do it. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
I've got an interesting fact that amused the fuck out of me, and I couldn't wait to tell everybody. And then promptly didn't tell anybody for a month.
So he can wait.
Yeah. So the Bunsen burner. Well, I'm also very forgetful. I don't think I've mentioned that enough times.
I'm sorry, what?
So the Bunsen burner.
I don't remember it.
The Bunsen burner was invented by a man named Robert Bunsen.
Okay.
Off to a great start
far. Got it.
Okay. Which is from the Germanic son of Bun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, Beaker's boss.
Yeah. They're equals. They're in love. You're at work.
Not a healthy relationship.
It doesn't have to be.
Anyway, Bunsen burner invented by Robert Bunsen.
Yes.
Okay.
Robert Bunsen.
Bobby Bunsen.
He is the topic of our conversation today.
Okay.
So back in the 1940s,
ooh, when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
He was at the University of Marburg. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he
flavor country.
And he had a lady friend.
Oh.
Ooh.
And when
her
I mean,
name was Beaker.
Yes. When I say lady friend, I mean the two were romantically entwined.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Robert Bunsen, inventor of the Bunsen burner,
mm-hmm,
has a lady friend. He proposed marriage.
Oh.
As one may.
And she said yes.
Oh. All right.
She said, yes, I will marry
good.
You.
Oh, good on you.
Robert Bunsen then proceeded to spend a few days in his lab and completely forget that he had done so.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, fuck that guy.
So he got out of his lab and proposed again. And she was so livid that he had forgotten that he had already proposed that she dumped him.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh.
And that was the end of that.
You might even say it was heated.
No, nobody would say that.
No.
By Bunsen.
Nobody would say that. So, yeah. That was the nerd Bunsen. So nerdy in his lab that he forgot he proposed and retroactively undid his engagement.
That is...
Ta-da!
I would have dumped his ass, too. I'm not gonna lie.
So if you think you fucked up in life,
I have. Like, this doesn't negate my own personal fuckery.
Sure. Well, again, he invented the Bunsen burner. But he also did that. So, anyway, I read that and was extremely amused.
I do like that.
And had to share it.
Poor guy.
With everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a sweet seg into our Fast Five.
Fast Five!
It's really not, but I had to say it somehow. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Let's try. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, okay,
sorry.
Yeah, let's try that again.
Stack. There we go.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Save the universe.
I'm so happy. Anyway.
I'm so glad we don't, rehearse this at all or anything like that.
It would be far worse, I think.
Yes.
We haven't even hearsed it the first time.
Mm-hmm. There was no hearse?
Yeah. Mm.
How
they
could we
rolled
rehearse?
The stone away.
And there was no
and
hearse.
And there was no hearse to be found. But then an angel
came down.
Oh my god, that actually reminds me.
Driving a hearse.
It reminds me of one of my Jesus Camp songs.
Oh.
Jesus is my rock, and it rolled my blues away. Mm-hmm.
Bop shoo wop, bop shoo wop.
Jesus is my rock.
No, that was enough. We don't need to keep going. Do we need to?
This is revenge for our earlier shenanigans.
We stopped,
but not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
That's fair enough.
You just kept on rolling.
Stuck.
What other movies did you see?
I really thought about it. I almost did it, and I just did. So anyway, what are the opening thoughts?
Opening thoughts.
Good.
That's it. Opening thoughts. Oh. They're blank.
Oh, okay.
There's no.
Me too.
Fair.
Question.
Unburdened.
Number one. Student.
Ooh.
Or teacher.
Teacher. Ah.
Student.
Teacher.
Fuck no.
I love helping people come to an understanding, which I feel is one of the most quintessential parts of teaching. I love helping somebody get it. I love watching their eyes light up in that connection moment. The little light bulb goes on. Oh, God, that fills me with so much glee.
This is going to be possibly a pedantic distinction.
From you?
I know, right. Mm. I don't like being a teacher, but I do like being a mentor.
I get that. I think you're too pedantic for an A or B choice, especially.
Fair enough. But
we can discuss the difference, just, you know.
But it does it in my mind, if it is student or teacher, I'm going to say student. I want to learn. I want to learn everything. If it was student or mentor, I would go with mentor. Because I do, like you said, I like being, you know, I like
having that
having
aha moment.
Those moments where you can steer them in the right direction. But I don't want to
teach them something.
Sit down and have to do their learning. I just want to be there like the wise man who they go to for advice and guides them in the general direction.
I mean, I like guiding, but sometimes I do actually just like teaching somebody how to do a thing and watching them go, oh, that was way easier than I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, I know, so just fucking do it next time.
Sure.
Bing.
So I'm going to go student.
I'm going to go teacher.
All right.
I love teaching people things.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Question number two. Power or health?
Health. Overwhelming.
Health.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I just... With great power comes great responsibility. And with great health comes way fewer medical bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would rather have fewer medical bills. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And with great responsibility means waking up earlier. And fuck that.
I know, right?
If I had to choose between...
Then people expect you to do the right thing.
Generally less drinking.
Ugh. God, really? Ordinarily, I would choose health, but given the choice between expanding the stamina wheel or getting another heart container, I usually choose the stamina wheel. Because often it can help me to avoid taking damage.
Really? Yeah. I generally go the heart method first. I stack up on hearts. I can do a lot with a low stamina wheel.
I can do a lot with very few hearts.
But I can soak up a lot of hits. If I can soak up a lot of hits, I can do, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the size of the stamina wheel. It's
how you use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think I stack up on hearts, too.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Still going to stick with health.
Okay, health. Question number three. Wielder or master?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with master. Counterintuitively.
I was about to say, like, what is your reasoning behind this? Because... is it just that a wielder wouldn't be a learning situation? And
I feel like there is a level of mastery involved with being a master.
Curious. Do you think the words are related?
I know, right? You wield mastery, or you master wieldry?
Huh. I've never wield-baited.
I think there's an element of teaching in master as well.
Never mastered wielding. What?
But, but that's why I say...
I'm just baiting you.
Yeah. But that's why I say counterintuitively, because I said student instead of teacher, and now I'm going master instead of just a wielder.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably go master, let's be real.
Mm.
Bitch, I am a master.
Yeah, this surprises no one.
Yeah.
Wielder, I constantly bring tools to different places and try to learn new ways to use them and things like that. I'm definitely not an expert, but I do often have the thing to do whatever task. So, wielder.
Okay. Yeah. Question number four. Past or future?
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I try to look towards the future.
I'm a historian. I like history. I like the past.
You like big books and you cannot lie.
Oh my god, I can. Oh, I will tell you about the book I am reading later. It's so good.
You literati can't deny.
Oh my god.
Ooh, there you go.
This book has gotten my brain into a big hard-on.
So, you've talked about the concepts, but what are the words for the specific choice?
Past or future?
Past or future, okay. I will go with future.
Right. Oh, wait, can I go with Days of Future Past?
Nice.
I watched that. Just today.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, so it's just, it's not the Days of Future Past at all. It's today.
It's today.
Yeah. So I am really fucking amazed by the music that we make now. Not only do we have more instruments and more styles available to us and things like that, but more people are able to collaborate in genuinely bizarre and wonderful ways. I love it. Somebody will take a video of a sound that their clothes washer is making, and then it turns into like a 15-person orchestral thing of nonsense. Yeah, I love it.
All right. Cool.
Question number five. Fast or slow?
I was too late on that.
You really were. I was about to do it.
Fuck, I'm tired.
But then Salsa was too fast.
Or slow.
When you were too slow.
Yes.
So fast.
I'm too slow. all the time.
I'm very impatient unless I'm playing a video game, in which case suddenly I'm patient as fuck.
Hmm.
There are some times in which I am very fast-paced. And other times where I actively do just like to hang out and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say I'm so busy right now that I want some time to slow down.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I am currently missing right now is slow.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going to go slow.
Horror festival and now Klingon. It's
there
like,
was there, there was Convergence, then there was Fringe, then there was Fest, then there was my birthday was in there somewhere. Horror festival. Now it's Klingon, and I just
need a break.
I just
need a breather.
Yep.
So I'll often laugh because I've gotten the punchline that someone is going for before they get there, and I'm genuinely delighted by it. But I am often slow at completing things for the same reason, and that is that I have to sift through like 1,000 overlapping thoughts that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes time to get shit done, I have stacks of stuff to go through internally in my mind. And then when somebody is telling a story and I can immediately relate it to other stories that I've heard or mm-hmm. I know, yeah, it's fucked up, but I'm going to say generally it slows me down.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's find out what this is all about. Question number one, student or teacher, would you rather train under a legendary swordsman for a year? Or have a powerful sword forged specifically for you?
Oh, shit.
Train. I would rather be a student.
I would really, really love that pretty sword at the end, but at the end of the day, train is going to be the winner, I think.
I think I want the sword.
Okay.
I'll just go train with some other incredible, powerful master if I can't get that one.
I'll trade him the sword. Wait.
No, like, I mean, it sounds like they're only talking about, I can train on my own. Yeah. I can find others to train with.
Mm-hmm.
That sword sounds pretty fucking dope.
But you can get other people to make you a sword, too.
Yeah,
especially but if you can kick their ass with
that
swords.
Sword.
Oh.
Because it says that sword was made special for, like,
Powerful swords forged specifically for you. But,
yeah,
but
I want that one. Master did not study specifically to train me.
No, but you can pay somebody to make a sword specifically for you.
I don't think you know where my money is going.
I literally did pay somebody to make a sword specifically for me.
Right. Yeah. But I want that one.
You can't. That one's Salsa's.
No,
I don't want Salsa's.
Besides,
sword.
That's been down my throat a lot.
Yeah. The problem isn't that you don't know where it's been.
You don't. You know exactly where it's been.
Yeah.
Down my throat.
You know the only place it's been. Blech. Okay.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Next question,
all right.
Please.
Question number two. Power or health? Would you rather face a powerful enemy with a sword that can cut through anything?
The enemy has that?
I'm assuming you have it.
That is textually ambiguous.
Damn it, Stack, what did you do?
Or one with a sword that can heal its wielder.
Oh, heal its wielder. I get hit so much. I am so bad at not getting hit. I move and somehow I won't even be in the fight and I'll still take damage. It's so annoying. I want one that heals me.
I agree with Jenna. Like, no matter how good you are, you're gonna get tagged back.
Yeah.
Like, even the most, Like, watch any movie where the most skilled swordsman in the world is fighting. He's still going to get tagged once every so often.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, when I fight, it's a slow and go thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can keep my health up, I'll just mm-hmm. very, over the course of many hours,
just wear them down.
Wear them yep. down. Mm-hmm. I have the patience for it.
Mm-hmm. I might have to.
You need the power.
I might have to go for health.
Okay.
Weirdly. Yeah.
All right. Question number three.
I'm just not that good.
Well, maybe you just want the one that just cuts through the bullshit then. And
either that or I can hand that sword to other people.
I'll take it.
I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
I want that sword. Yeah. And that sword. And yeah. that sword. Yeah. Anyway, question number
let's,
three.
Let's flip this around.
Oh, okay. My God.
Would you rather face a powerful enemy that has a sword that can cut through anything mm-hmm. or a powerful enemy that has a sword that can heal its wielder? Oh.
I'm going back to camp to bake bread.
You win. You're done.
Yeah. Well, yep.
I yeah. surrender.
You keep hanging out over there. I'm going to send somebody else to deal with you.
Fair enough.
I'm going to harvest some turnips. It'll be fine.
Well, just as you said, like, you're going to get tagged eventually.
Yeah.
Man, that would fucking suck with a sword that can cut through anything.
Mm.
And even if you deflect it, it's going to cut through your sword or through your shield.
There's no deflecting.
Like, there's no, yeah, it goes through it. Yeah, so
we're talking lightsaber here.
Yeah, or Death's sword from Terry Pratchett.
Yeah,
yeah. So that, heals the person wielding it. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, neither one would be good, but yeah. Okay, so health for both. Fair enough.
All right.
Question number three: wielder or master? Would you rather be a master of swordsmanship with no magical abilities or have magical powers but be an average swordsman?
I'm already an average swordsman. If I could have magical powers along with that.
I know. I'm kind of like, both sounds nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I want both. I'll take, yeah. I'll be a Jen of all trades.
I'll be a paladin.
I would go for the mastery, honestly.
Ooh. I'm not surprised by that. That definitely seems like a you thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when I get interested in something, I obsess. And
you
I want
really
to be absolute. I want to know everything about
I'll
it.
I'll obsess, but only for about 2 weeks.
And if there's anything I have learned about magic is that it can be...
facetious?
Fickle.
Capricious?
Okay. Yeah. Every so often, it doesn't quite do what you want it to do.
Oh, I thought that meant it was in a silver pouch with a little yellow...
Question number four.
Yes?
Past or future?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather fight with a classic katana in a samurai setting?
Ooh.
Or a futuristic energy sword in a sci-fi world?
Oh, give me the energy sword.
Give me the energy sword, yeah.
I want to have a lightsaber.
Give me darksaber.
This all of this checks out. Yeah.
Yeah.
it's a fucking hard question.
I would actually, like, I'll take any of the above.
I might have to go lightsaber.
I'm honestly
going
to go with katana.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't swallow a lightsaber.
Also that. Well, you can once.
You guys.
You just turned it off?
I would go for katana, but it would be a white woman appropriating just another guy.
The thought crossed my mind.
I'm going back to the energy sword.
All right, you've absolutely sold me. I'm going with the other one, yep.
Lightsaber.
All right.
Non-IP energy blade.
Energy blade,
of a futuristic society.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, question number five, fast or slew. Would you rather wield a massive two-handed greatsword that's slow but powerful?
Okay.
Or a lightweight rapier that's quick but deals less damage?
Rapier.
Yeah.
I mean, generally, like, in video games and stuff, I like using a bow and arrow, which is not a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is kind of a slow and go situation, but I prefer being able to line things up and do that. If my weapon is too slow, I am that much more likely to get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already very bad at not getting hit.
You've mentioned
question two.
I one time got hit and I wasn't even in a fight and I was like, what the hell? And then I was dead and I was like, what the fuck? There was nobody there. Then my daughter comes around the corner and is like, oh, hey, look at that. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, I absolutely, in a video game setting, even if you're not using ranged, if you're using melee weapons, I go with fast.
Yeah.
Fast, low damage. You get in, you poke at him, you dodge out, you roll around, you keep poking at him, and eventually you'll wear him down.
Yeah.
It's...
I agree.
It is... It's difficult, because strategically I really like the idea of, like, exactly like you're saying, but playing Soul Calibur, I'll usually go with Siegfried or someone else who has, like,
run in there and...
giant weapons. Well, if somebody tries to run in,
hit them.
I'm already lining up the swing as they're running in, and it just, like, knocks them off of their feet, and then,
I mean,
and then it's done.
Yeah, Jessa is definitely our big hammer gamer.
Yeah. I love a big hammer. It's good.
Nope, we recently got new weapons. Recent game time, not like actual lifetime. But in our current Valheim.
When you've gone questing in real life.
Yeah. And she got this new hammer. It's just like, bam! She's just like running in Leroy Jenkins style. And just wham! It's like, well, yep, I'm here too. I'll shoot that one little guy running away. Great, cool. I did a thing. I helped.
Cool. All right. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
Please do.
Yay, the form.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to Garrick for throwing together such a goddamn fascinating shindig.
Awesome,
fucking great shout-out. Shout out to French Meadow Bakery for being incredibly patient with an extraordinarily large party of people and for just having real nice food and being sweet folks. They treated us very kindly and were nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
For making my mom's 75th special.
Cool. Boy, I don't... I'll give my shout out to my daughter. She was awesome. She deserves it.
Fair enough.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I have stuff, but I'm pulling mine up. Do you guys have anything?
I have nothing.
I do, yeah.
Great.
Vilten, 29th, late at night. Go to the vilten.net.
I hear they have a new website. You should check it out.
Yes, they do. What? Yeah. Yeah, one of our two remaining shows for the year.
Nice. that same day, I'll be home for Kalis opens, but we also have many more shows.
Sure.
So, you know, plan your life accordingly. but it is the open, and I feel like I should mention that.
Yeah. Like Jenna with improv shows, you can see both.
Right. You can see them all. Yeah. But the thing that I really want to plug for this week specifically is that it is Give to the Max.
Oh.
It has been for the month. I kept not plugging it here because I was busy dying in rehearsals and rehearsals. this is the week. So, by this Thursday is the big goal. This Thursday specifically, if you can donate, much more likelihood. Give to the Max is different states have their own versions. This is the Minnesota version, and it is for, it's basically a fundraising platform and event for nonprofits in the state of Minnesota.
Philanthropic.
I think it has to be nonprofit.
Okay.
I think it specifically has to be a 501c or something.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So it is for nonprofits to be able to raise extra funds because nonprofits are important. I've been a part of so many different nonprofit fundraisers for Give to the Max over the years. But they also do, as a part of the event, they'll have like specific hours. They'll have like golden ticket hour or matching grants or various things that happen. So, keeping an eye out for those times, especially on this coming Thursday. Donate a little, donate a lot. Donate a lot in small increments. Whatever. Donate a little in one large increment. I don't know. I don't know your life, but...
Or any combination thereof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Find general nonprofits, but more specifically, donate to mine. The nonprofit that I am plugging and supporting this year is the Twin Cities Horror Festival BIPOC Artist Fund. Hmm. One of the things we do, especially because we just finished a festival not that long ago where we took a bunch of people's money, so we don't really get to push this one as hard as we'd like. Hmm. But it is exceptionally important for us to be able to have larger BIPOC representation. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's like marginalized people. You think of like LGBT. Well, no, there's kind of a lot of gay people in the theater. But like, you know, so like encouraging other groups to come play and giving them the resources to do so.
Nice.
Wider diversity and representation is always important in storytelling. And this one is... I'm going to read one very specific paragraph in here. To help support in that effort, we have spent the past 4 years specifically dedicating the funds raised by our Give to the Max campaign to encourage BIPOC artists to be involved and participate in our Festival of Fright. Historically, funds from this campaign have been used to cover the production fees of groups led by BIPOC artists or plays written by BIPOC playwrights, to pay BIPOC artists to sit on our curation team, which is exceptionally important.
Yeah.
To have representation at curation.
Holy shit, yes.
And could also potentially be used for payment of BIPOC staff. Hmm. Please help raise funds to encourage BIPOC participants. And that's really important to think on is, like, it's not just about the story. It's about getting the representation in all aspects to make sure that those stories get to come forward in the first place.
Yeah.
So the more that we raise with this, the more we can spread that out and encourage people to come play with us. And especially if you're not donating to 15 million other charities this year, please think of mine. We would love your money and support.
Nice.
So. And yeah, there'll be a link.
Cool. So. Anything else? All right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stack. For sending in that Fast Five.
Stack.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.